Still able to heal, to minister, to bless, to fill, and to take that which has been disconnected, discombobulated, amen, and just all messed up. And I'm glad that the Spirit of the Lord is able to, amen, in a moment's time, completely change the whole situation. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 11 through 17. Amen. Brother Brian Pirtle's going to find with me Ephesians 5:18. Amen. Today, it's just a privilege, a great privilege to feel the Lord and to be in His house, even for me. Amen. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than any other place. Amen. David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Amen. Even the wicked prospering, seemingly doing great. I'd rather have the Spirit of the Lord and the operation of God today in my life and soul. Praise God. God bless you today. Good to have Trent with us from Hawaii again. He's going to be here tonight. Amen. And tonight, Trent's going to give his testimony and a great miracle what God is doing in this man's life. And we're so thankful that he's here. Praise God. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 11. Romans 8, verse 11, the scripture says, but if, everybody say if, the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell where? He's got to be more than just a temporary deal. He's got to dwell in you. He's got to live in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Old word there that means to give life to. He will quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth where? Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are what? Debtors. We are debtors. We are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of your body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Notice it says, led by the Spirit, as many that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. Not those that profess and shake the preacher's hands and have a religious experience. Not those that just talk in tongues, but those that are led by the Spirit. Not those that go to church and just go to church, but those that are led by the Spirit. Am I say amen? They are the sons of God. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost at work. Brother Pirtle, Ephesians 5:18. They'll place it up here very quickly, but listen to what this scripture has to say. Ephesians 5:18.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Everybody say, be filled with the Spirit. God wants us to be full. God wants us to dwell in Him and He in us.
Yes.
There must be a mutualness, even the power of God in operation.
Yes.
Today I want to talk about living under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Living under the influence. Let's pray together. God, we thank You for the power and victory and joy that You give, Lord, today. Thank You, Lord, for putting deeply in our hearts, even in minds and souls today, Lord, Your Spirit, Your touch, God, the evidence of Your presence in the service today. We give You praise, and we need what You have, and we want more of You today, Jesus. Do what You come to do, Jesus. We give You liberty, and we step aside to let You have Your way in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Put your Bibles down. Stay standing. I want you to give the Lord a hand clap of praise and lift your voice. Somebody ought to shout to God. You ought to praise God for who He is, what He's doing. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Woo. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. And look what God is trying to do. You may be seated, living under the influence. When I think of living in the influence, I think about people under the influence when they get pulled over. The influence of substance and even wine or drink or alcohol. They get pulled over because they weaving or doing something silly. And when they pull them over, they check them and they say they're driving under influence. I want my life to be driven under the influence of the Spirit of God. When I let me influence my life, things begin to happen. I go the wrong direction. But when I let the Spirit of God begin to influence me and take the wheel, and God has the ability to take me places that I can never get. I'm like the turtle on the fence post. The turtle didn't get there by himself. And when the Lord puts you where he puts you, you didn't get there by yourself. The scripture said he brought us out of a horrible pit. Amen. And set us on the rock. I thank over the rock of the Lord today. Amen. Look what God is doing. Look what God has done. But living under that influence. Amen. We're living in an hour where there's a lot of influences, multifaceted influences through the mindsets and lives today. There's things all around us that's influencing our people and our culture. Our world is under influence today. And that capacity has been so great. It has intersected into family and to education and the local community. And there's a complex web of influences that is abroad in our world and our lives today. And it is shaping what we would call the norm into something that's not normal. But it's trying to make you feel like it's just a normal thing. Amen. Whenever I see a man wearing a purse, it's not normal to me. But at a graduation, I seen a man with a purse. And everybody wants to make it okay. That's what society wants. But a man don't need a purse. Come on. Because it always represented something else. Amen. But our generation is beginning to accept some things that are abnormal. And they're making it just a norm. They want it to be palatable, acceptable. But friend, I want to stick with the things of God. The things that God loves, I want to love. And the things that God hates, I want to hate. You know as well as myself, the most significant platforms today is the social media platforms that are beginning to influence. They shape public opinions and private mindsets. Trends and behaviors are being completely changed. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, used to be called Twitter, now it's X, and TikTok, the incredible sources of influence. And there are some good. There's some good. I've learned how to fix things on the internet. And there's some things that's fixed me. I mean, I've learned very quickly. Not everything that looks good, smells good, feels good, amen, appeals good, is good. Amen. And the algorithm of these platforms that people are engaging in, they have, whether it's even news, whether it's entertainment, or even social interaction, it seems that the engagement there begins to use sensations and emotionally charged material. Thereby, it shapes the viewers and the participants there. It's shaping behavior patterns. It shapes little things that people say. Even when people take a picture today. Amen. Have you seen this junk? When people take a picture, they don't even know where that comes from, our generation. But you study these things. Where do they come from? Why do our young people naturally want to do this when they take it? It's not a peace sign. It is something far beyond that. But influences, things that now that's just natural. And it's kind of like you see a guy wearing his britches real low and his underwear showing and he's walking down the street. Well, it meant something a few years ago in the jail when a man wore his britches way down here. And in prison, that gave an indication that that person was a pervert. He was something low class. Today you see it in our generation where it's accepted to walk like that. It's accepted today to talk and use certain verbiage and different things that has influenced our generation to where people want to say, that's just the norm. But I want to tell you today, I'm glad, amen, that there is an influencing power that is greater than this world. You're not going to fix your world, amen, but the Holy Ghost will fix your life. God will fit your life to the T and give you what you're searching for. You'll never stop the filth and all the garbage and all the different problems that are happening in our world. This world will not get better. It's only get worse and worse and worse, and it's a sad deal. Amen. The trends. Let me just give you an example of how influencing and influencers has worked so hard in our world and doing such a good job. Let me give you an example. For example, protesters that are protesting the Gaza-Israel conflict. Many of them are interviewed and they're chanting and screaming from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. And when they begin to interview them, somebody asks him, so what river and what sea are you talking about? The multitude, the majority, does not even know what river and what sea that they're chanting about. We know, because we study the Bible, it's the River Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea. What they're indicating is, even the part that Israel, that is Israel, completely wiped that out. We don't want Israel to live there. We want Gaza to be the whole place. Then we understand what they're saying. Most of those people that are protesting, if they were in Palestine, if they were there when Palestine was even good and operation and people living in Palestine before this conflict, they would be arrested because of the way they look, the way they act, and their behavior styles. Amen. Homosexuality to a Muslim is a no-no. They decapitate you. They kill you if you're a homosexual. But isn't it crazy that many people begin to take on this platform and begin to broadcast this, and they don't understand what they're saying? Folks, influence, the hour and the age is crazy. Amen. Influencers also, they create trends and endorse products and sway people's opinions on various issues. I want to just say this morning. Amen. I'm thankful that the Holy Ghost is that influencing agent, amen, that will keep you in the midst of a world that is chaotic, a world that has multiple opinions and different things and trends and settings. Amen. I'm thankful for the word of God. Hey, the grass is going to wither, the flower is going to fade, but this old bush is going to stand forever. This world will not remain the way it is. Amen. It could only get worse and worse and worse. Families are divided, friends are divided, society's divided, culture is no longer a thing. It's evaporating. But hold it. In the midst of all this, I still have a God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The question, who's leading who? But the big question is, who's leading you? What influence? I desire to live under the influence of the highest power, to which every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. The liberty of God is still at work for those that will yield to God. All it takes is for you to learn to yield to God. When you learn to yield to God, the power of God's influence will change you. The Spirit of the Lord begins to do a work even deep inside. God will not only come in and give you a glorious hug and a sensational moment, but the Holy Ghost, when it works inside of you, the evidence of the Holy Ghost will be a change in you. Hear me. It's more than just come to church. It's more getting a religious sensation. It's more, let me jump on the Pentecostalism. It's more than just somebody talking with other tongues, but it's God at work in your life. Amen. There's more to the Holy Ghost than talking in tongues. Amen. I don't know where that lie come from, but amen, I want to knock it right between its eyes and tell you today, son of God, there's a greater depth in the Spirit when we just let God have His way. We yield to God. God will work and God will make you a new creature. He's working on me. When I was a kid, there was a song that says, He's still working on me. And You could hear as the Hemp Hill sung the song back in those days. Somebody had taken a ratchet, and you could hear him, you know, in the background, kind of with the music, the sound of that ratchet going back and forth, that tool. And the song, "He's Still Working on Me, Making Me What I Ought to Be." Amen. Hey, God that made this world and all things therein, the one that spoke this world into existence, is a God that wants to influence our life with his power, with his peace, and his spirit. Amen. Oh, I want the influence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm so tired of being washed from this and drifting from this and being dried out and dehydrated spiritually. Amen. And been punched from every side. I'm tired of being blindsided by the things of this world. I'm tired of being let down by the things of this hour. But I want the Spirit of God. God will never let me down. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God's not going to do you wrong. When you get God, be God, and you let God influence your life. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. The influencing power. The Holy Ghost is superpower. Superpower of God coming inside of a life. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, there was wind, fire, and joy. I'm glad that God still gives joy. You know, there's some people get joy when their team wins. They go to a sports event and they'll get excited when they win. But next week they're back in defeat when they lose. But when we let God work in our life, we become part of a team that never loses. Now hear me. We may have to go through the fire. We may have to go through the flood. We may have to go through problems. But in the end, we still win. Your life may be taken. Your child may be taken. You may have to suffer a heartache and a setback. But in the end, you win. I want the influence and the power of the Almighty God in my life. I can't afford to bow to just anything. What good is the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to me choking on my last breath? What good would they do if they just won the Super Bowl? But I'll tell you what a good do me when I let God be God. Amen. I have peace and assurance. Amen. Who is leading you? Who is influencing you? Amen. What is the source of influence in your life? And the Bible begins to say, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of the Lord filled the whole house. And they begin to be influenced by the Spirit of God. Yes, they spoke with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes, some begin to accept it and some begin to reject it. Some mocking stood said, "These men are drunk with new wine." What is new wine? They knew what new wine was. New wine in the Bible times meant this. They would take old grapes that are dried and they would soak them in wine, creating a sharper effect with alcohol, where the alcohol content would be greater. I guess you would call it a higher proof, a higher evidence of alcoholism. And Peter, standing up with the 11, said, "Hey, these are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It can't happen." He said, "But these are filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Are you thankful? Whenever the Holy Ghost comes, God will give you an evidential change in your life. There will be a completion. There will be something different inside of you. Oh, what a promotion God gives to a person that has nothing in our life. A person that's been a slave and a subject and a bomb, so to speak. Even nothing in his life. But oh, what a promotion God gives. Whenever you receive the power of God, God will take a nobody. God will take a person that's wasteland and useless and make you something special. Hallelujah. There's something in this building. Amen. Your testimony, amen, has proven, amen, that your life was headed the wrong direction. You was messed up. Like the guy said in the gym, "I've been toe up for the flow up." Your life has been all messed up and twisted. But the goodness of God has come to your life. And God has resurrected you and given you a new outlook and a new influence in life. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord. What is the Spirit like? Oh, it's invisible, but oh, the evidence is seen. The evidence is clear when God comes in. It's more than me telling you what my testimony. There's some people tell their testimony, but friend, when you live your testimony, when you live the evidence, how beautiful it is, because it's been Jesus living on the inside of you. When the Holy Ghost is alive, it will influence you. It will change you. It will cause a joy to be in your life. The power of the Holy Ghost at work. The influencing of the power of His Spirit. Amen. The Spirit, amen, makes you a new creature. You're born again. Not of corruptible things, the Scripture says, but of incorruptible. Things that cannot be contaminated. Things that cannot die out. The incorruptible, amen, is pushed behind you. And God gives you something beyond this world. I'm thankful He said, I'm come that you may have life and it more. Everybody say, more abundantly. There's some attributes and the benefits of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit brings power to a life. A life that had no ability to say no to things. That has been influenced by every whim and every wind that came. You ever seen somebody that was just in the mix? They were influenced by crowds, people. By the flesh, by different things that were there to pull them. And it's crazy. When people go to a country and western dance, they'll put their boots on and their cowboy hats. And most of these people never wore cowboy boots and cowboy hat before, but they want to look the part. They want to be accepted and influence it, make them feel like they're part of this deal. When people go to a rock concert, they don't wear their cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. They wear something that matches the crowd. Usually t-shirts that are black and blacking out different things and whatever. Amen. And it's crazy when you go hunting, you know, deer are colorblind. We wear camouflage. Well, found out later the reason why it helps you camouflage your movement. Helps you blend in. But really, deer are colorblind. They can't see colors. It just helps us to stay. But I got to thinking about that. You know, one man said, well, man, I don't have any hunting clothes. Or we go fishing, we got to have fishing clothes. And we got to fit the part of being a fisherman. Amen. Brother Riley, I mean, I don't have no fishing clothes. You know, hey, I want to just tell you. Amen. To catch fish, you don't need a certain type of fishing clothes. Amen. The only thing you got to do is go fish. Amen. But there's a generation that wants to fit in somewhere. Folks, if I ever desired, I want to fit in the plan of God. I want to fit in the hands of the Almighty God. I want my life to fit in, amen, the work and the plan that God has for me. Amen. I want to be in that number. Amen. We used to sing the song. We still sing the occasion when the saints go marching. Oh, I want to be in that number. How about you? Amen. I don't want to just be associated. I just don't want to be somebody that just shows up with the cowboy hat on just for the occasion. But I want to be true blue, amen, influenced by God. I want God at work. I want His power inside of me. I just don't want a uniform, but I want to be truly His today. The power that God gives to be a witness. The Spirit also brings power over the enemy. The enemy, God gives you power over. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I love it. My pastor used to say, we're going to get to the other side one day and we're going to realize, you mean that little thing's the devil? You mean that little thing cost me and caused me so much problems? You mean all that time, that little bitty thing? When you realize how small the devil is and how great God is, it'll blow your mind. You mean that little bitty influencer caused all that problem? You mean that caused families to get divided? Men to leave their wives, young people to sell themselves out to filthiness. You mean that has caused all the prisons to be full? That little thing called the devil. I'm thankful that God, when he fills you with the Holy Ghost, he gives you something greater, my, than he that is in the world. You ought to lift your hands right now. Amen. You have power. Amen. You need to take authority in your life. Amen. Oh, God, I want power in my life to live, amen, free from the influence of hell, free from the influences of Satan, from the influences of the flesh and sin and corruption. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit also gives you a seal of ownership. The Bible says we receive the spirit of adoption. Well, Isaac, he was 9 months old when we got Isaac. Isaac became a crosswhite. And just like my older kids, he's part of my family. He got my last name. That means he's entitled to everything. Man, Isaac, that means you are an inheritor. There's things that you now have the right to. And as a child of God, when you receive the Spirit of God, you're adopted. Whereby the Scripture says we could call him Abba Father. What does Abba Father mean in the English? What does it mean when we hear the word Abba? Abba is just a simple way when a child says, Daddy. I'm glad that God has given me more than a father. But I have that same God that I could call Daddy. There's a lot of fathers in the world that don't have the title of Daddy. That don't have the privilege of being a daddy to a child. But I'm glad today that I have a God who will be a father, but also I can say Abba too. Amen. Because he has sealed me, I belong to him. Amen. But not only that, but he belongs to me. Amen. The scripture says, I am his and he is mine. And his banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table and he put that banner over me. I'm thankful that I belong to God today. Not my own. Bought with a price. Amen. The Spirit also, another benefit. The Spirit helps you to pray. I'm glad. With the spirit of prayer. The Lord knows when we have to go through something that his spirit comes over us to help us communicate, commune with him. There is a divine connection to the design of the Holy Ghost that in your life you need God. And when you talk to God and you connect to God, God begins to let something happen. Folks, you got to plug in order to get, and you got to stay plugged in. But the spirit of prayer comes over us. How wonderful God helps us to pray. Helps us to have that communion. Amen. There's times I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to do, how to express it. You go through something, you feel, I'm all by myself. I don't know how to say it. Your wife said, what are you going through? I can't tell you. Well, just try to tell me. I want to tell you, the greatest psychologists and counselors in the world cannot begin to write it down and give a definition. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost knows exactly what I'm going through. The Spirit of the Almighty God will help you, amen, to express it and get it out of your heart and your system and help you pray. Prayer is more than just me petitioning God, but prayer is the ability to approach God, to talk to God. Amen. Prayer is something I get to commune with God. It's more than me giving God a wish list. Amen. God is not my holy Santa Claus, but God is my best friend. God is the one that will provide, but my God will be there to help me go through things of life. Praise God. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Spirit helps us pray. The Spirit is a guide and a teacher. Man, what a great deal. In life, we don't know which way to go. The Spirit of the Lord begins to guide us. I'm glad there's times that the Lord opens our eyes and lets us see something. And you go, I can't go that direction. Has the Lord ever revealed something to you? When your eyes were open, you go, whoa, 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 whoa. No, no, no. I can't. God gives you the ability when your eyes are open to see something clearly. He reveals and he guides you. He teaches you. The word teacher is from the word enlightener, somebody that enlightens you. And I'm glad that the Lord enlightens. And things that I've been blind to, kind of like the story in India, they talk about the blind men. They were trying to describe an elephant. One of them had a hold of the tail, and he says it's a rope, the end of the tail felt like a rope. The other one had a hold of one of the legs, and he says it's a big tree trunk. The other one had a hold of the ear, and says it's like a big blanket. The other one had a part of the nose, and he said it's like a limb of a tree, but yet it had a hole in it like a pipe. Then he realized it was an elephant. And when we are in darkness, we can only operate by feelings and suppositions. We feel and we think. But when God opens the eyes that we can see, then we know there's something God gives us that we're able to recognize. Amen. The grace and the goodness of God. God begins to enable and enlighten us. Amen. He will guide you. Have you ever been guided by the spirit of revelation where the Lord opens the eyes? You ever had friends with somebody and you thought, man, we were great friends. And the Lord, something turns the light on. And you realize they had a motive that you had to pull away from that person. Oh, not because you was being rude, but because of the influence and the motives that they had. Amen. I'm thankful for the power of revelation, the power of enlightenment. The Spirit of the Lord will lead and guide you and teach you. The Bible will teach you. The Spirit of God will let the Word come alive. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Spirit of God will help you. But God has to be in that place of influence. You know the great benefits of having the Holy Ghost? Isaiah said, it's a rest and a refreshing. Matthew says one of the benefits, it's an anointed yoke. When the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, God will yoke you with Him. Not only that, but the Lord will also rejuvenate your spirit. He quickens you and profits you. Not only that, but John 14:26, it talks about the comfort of the Holy Ghost. There's something about the comfort of God. Amen. Oh, the placement God gives you, that divine position, the divine abilities, the divine liberty, the divine rights, the divine inheritance, that supernatural hope that God gives. Amen. Oh, the active agent of the Holy Ghost in operation, the influence inside of you not only prepares you for eternity, but sets you up in this life that you can live this life with joy and peace. We're living in a such of a world of sad emotions where everybody's on the roller coaster, where people are so messed up. I mean, look how many people you walk by every day that supposedly looks like they have things together. They may have a great bank account. They may have a good job. But they have to seek and search out for help constantly because of their emotions is up and down. Amen. I want to tell you, the world will never fulfill you. Things will never fulfill you. Position will never fulfill you. Authority will never fulfill you. Fame will never fulfill you. But nothing will satisfy you like the Holy Ghost will. God changes your desires. He'll change your spiritual appetite. The things that you used to crave and like. The pleasures of life that you were like, woo, I can't live without. I loved it whenever there was a young lady that said, I can't quit my cigarettes. I can't quit smoking. And I looked at her and said, are you smoking it or is it smoking you? And she looked at it and she laughed. She said, it's smoking me. And I said, but the Holy Ghost will help you. Amen. How many in this place God has delivered from cigarettes? Let me see your hand. Look at here. God has helped. Amen. There are things, there are vices that people that have been pulled out of, and habits and filthy things, that he has changed their desires and appetites. The things that you used to crave, you don't crave no more. You don't like anymore. Now, the modern movement amongst churches is this. Oh, you are like you are, and it's okay like you are. And you're going to stay the way you are when you're like that. But friend, I'm not good like the way I am. Amen. I want to become more like him. How about you? Amen. The lie of this generation is accept who you are. Amen. I want to tell you, don't accept who you are. Because who you are without God, you're nothing. You're headed for hell. But folks, when you got Jesus on the inside, he'll work on the inside of you. He'll change your life completely. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Woo. There's a holy support system, an assistance that comes with the Spirit of God. There's an advocacy, a guidance, a counsel. You're endowed with power. There's a glory. And then there's the pleasures that God gives, the joy that no tongue can tell, the great pleasures of the Spirit of God. You will never find anything that will satisfy you like the Spirit of the Almighty God. Philippians, the Scripture says in 2:13 of Philippians, for it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's amazing that before you had no desire, no inkling, do anything but just to have it your way. But when the Lord turns the light on and God starts guiding, God starts working on your life, it's your pleasure to do whatever he wants. I'm not a slave. I'm a child of the King today. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful for the influence of the Spirit of God and the work of God. The power of the Lord Jesus at work in my life. And oh, how he changes a mind. Amen. How he changes somebody that you could come to church. I love it when people say, you mean that's Brian Purr? Do you mean that's Courtney? And she gives her testimony, and it's amazing. Says, Courtney, can I tell you what you was to Brother Butler? You tell everybody. What? Good. She was her husband's bartender. Look at her today. Look what the Lord has done. Look what God has done. Look what God has done. Look what the Lord of hosts has done in a heart and a... Look what he's done in your life. Go trade that back? No. What do you have to go back to, Brian Purtle? When he walked in... I knew him before he went veered out in life. I watched him walk in the back of the church. Amen. There he was, all hopeless and messed up. But you know, he knew the way back home. Amen. God was tugging at his heart. He knew that if he didn't turn very quickly, amen, the foolishness of life was supposed to get all over him. He's already suffered many blows already in that short little time of his life. Amen. But oh, that day, amen, that the grace of God got a hold of your life and you let God be God. Hey, look where he's brought you from. Look what he's done for you. Look what he's doing in your life. He's brought you a long ways. I've heard Brother Fancher's testimony. Brother Fancher, it took a horrible situation to get your attention. But God used it to put you in a great place in his spirit. Well, the enemy sure likes to come in and mess up lives, doesn't he? He likes to take and say, oh, amen, there's no hope for you. I'm going to tell you, if God can feel some of you in this place and do what he's done in your life, amen, look what more God wants to do with you. Amen. Oh, friend, if he's brought you this far, how much more that God has for you? Brother Coon, you've told me your testimony. Amen. He was a fighting, cursing man, but the Holy Ghost got a hold of him. Amen. Oh, and his wife said, finally. Amen. But oh, look what God has done. Look what God is doing. Amen. And God's not done. Amen. The Holy God of heaven and he's still at work and he loves it. The influence of the Spirit of the Almighty God. We as his people just have to learn to yield. When you come to a stop sign, it's a four-way stop sign, and you get there the same time. The code or the law or the ethics is what? Anybody knows? The person on the right has a right-of-way. And when you get to that place, you don't know what to do. Yield to God. God is always on the right. Amen. Give him the right-of-way. Give God the right-of-way in your life. Amen. When you give God that right away, amen, God has a better way of getting things done in your life. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning, and God is ministering to somebody's heart. God has been talking to you about you. God is on, amen, your trail, so to speak. He ain't come with a big hammer. God's not come with a handcuff set and shackles and chains. God didn't come today with a paddy wagon, amen, to throw you in prison and jail. But God has come with mercy, and God has come with love to get a hold of your life. He has nothing but good, and he will never do nothing but good for you. Will you learn to yield to his Spirit? God is the great physician. When things are broken and hurt, I'm glad that God has more than a sewing needle and thread to sew up things. But the Lord reaches down with his hand in a heart and in a life, and things that seemed so messed up, the Spirit of God could come in a moment's time and help you. I love it this way. God would either give you your mountain, or God would give you the strength to climb it. He will either give you your answer, or he will guide you one step to it. The Spirit of the Lord is here today, wants to influence somebody. Amen. Would you close your eyes, and somebody needs to reach up and just feel after the Lord this morning. Amen. Life is eternal. You will spend somewhere. Amen. But this morning, amen, why not let the Holy God of heaven have your life? Why not you trade it all in for the peace that passes understanding? Why not yield to the divine power of the Holy Ghost today? Why let something so small and so crazy, even such an influence of deception, have the rule in your life? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Keep your hands lifted, somebody. Amen, hallelujah. God really wants to touch and minister. Hallelujah. God wants to heal. God wants to help. God wants to bless. God wants to draw. Amen. God wants to operate right now in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a life that really right now needs something, that needs victory, that needs joy, that needs an unction from above. Amen. You feel so locked in and callous. You're wondering what's purpose. What's the purpose of my life? What is the purpose? Amen. Of even coming to church. I feel so dried out. I feel so undone. I feel so helpless and hopeless. Tired of being blindsided? You're tired of it? Amen. The Spirit of God is here today to influence. In the name of Jesus, help me pray, saints of God. I want the prayer warriors to grow. Amen. Come on, let your prayers go up before God this morning. There's needs that God is attending to right now, reaching to. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's linger right now in prayer. Lord, have your way. Somebody, I pray that, Lord, have your way. Have your will right now in my life, God. I've got to have you. I've got to have your Spirit. I've got to have your will. I've got to have you in operation this morning. I've got to have the Holy Ghost in me. I've got to have your eternal power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been under the wrong influence. Oh, friend, I'm thankful for the loving arms of forgiveness today and the power of transformation. Come on, he will pick you up where you, and he will take you to where you can't go to on your own. Hallelujah. He will set you on a place that you can't get to on your own. He will change you to be what you can never be on your own. Hallelujah. This altar's open right now. Amen. For this whole congregation to come, I want you to stand. Amen. The Lord is in this place. I want you to come and gather around the front with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost, God has waited. God has planned. God has orchestrated. He meant for you to be set free. God don't want you to go to hell bound. He don't even want you to go through life the way you've been. He don't want you to be a miserable individual where your mind is wishy-washy on the seesaw of life. Even, oh, God's grace is for you. Oh God, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, God's reaching for you. Come on, God's reaching for you today. Hallelujah. God's reaching. Don't, oh, come on. You need to make the move today. Amen. Move. Don't stay where you're at. Yield to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Lift your heart. Lift your heart to Him and say, God, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Oh, God, I got to have a guarantee in my life. I got to have a guarantee in my life. I've got to have a guarantee in my life. I'm going to say it again. I got to have a guarantee. Do you have a guarantee, or is it just a maybe, a wish, or won't? You need a guarantee, friend. You need something that's going to be sure. You need to leave here ready to meet God with a guarantee. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is reaching right now. I feel the great hand of God. Come on, the Holy Ghost is reaching. Come on, God's trying to get a grasp of you right now. Don't push the hand back. Come on, don't push his hand back. Amen. Let God get a hold of your heart right now. Yield it. Come on, yield it, saint of God. Yield it, friend. Yield, 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 yield. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh Lord, he loves some of my I need an army of prayer warriors right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're so close to a victory point right now. Come on, we can't lag. Come on, we can't lag. We got to press. Come on, help me, help me. I need help. I delivered what God gave me. Come on, saints of God, press with me today. Come on, I need prayer warriors. Come on, help me. You know, Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, pray with me. Come on, Zion. Come on, Zion. Come on, Zion. Pray, Zion. Come on. Would you reach to somebody near you and pray with them right now? Pray with somebody near you can. Come on, let's go before the throne. Let's stay before the throne. Don't be distracted. Don't talk. Come on, just pray with somebody near you. Amen. Don't talk it, please. Let's just come on. Let's focus. Let's keep focus. Let's stay yielded to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and pray with that person. You don't know what they're facing. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. I feel in the Holy Ghost that there's somebody. I'll tell you, it's a natural feeling to want to be held. Somebody wants to be held by the hands of the Lord. God's wanting to hold somebody. He wants to draw you close and just hold you. Amen. Would you let the Holy Ghost put his arms around you right now and hold you? Come on, let God hold you. Let God hold you and draw you to him. Come on, let the Master draw you and hold you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold me close, O Lord. Hold me close, O Lord. Hold me. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, hold me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hold me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Us to pray. I feel that the old heaviness and weariness has taken its toll. It's toll on many people. We're going to pray against the spirit of weariness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God, you said, be not weary in well-doing. God, there's a lot of people here that are weary. Their spirits are weary. Lord Jesus, I pray for the grace, the power of your word. Your presence right now, God. We counter this weariness, God, right now in your name, Jesus. Let your spirit reach in, God. Let there be a release, God, a refreshing, God. God, I come against it, oh heaven, it's that spirit of heaven, is God, that is the wrong, God, way. Lord, that weary spirit that weighs down that soul, God, that numbs the individual. Lord, I pray right now, God, that your gentle touch would come, your love, your hands, Lord, wrap it around and hold us, God. Hallelujah, absorb all that, Lord God. Take it from us, Lord Jesus, and refresh us with your spirit, with your mercy. I give you praise. I give you thanks, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refresh me, Jesus. Refresh me, Jesus. Refresh me. Hallelujah. 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 It's hard to tell somebody you need something. Friend, it's okay to tell the Lord you need him. It's okay to tell the Lord, I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody just go ahead and express it. Lord, I need you. God, I need you in the battle that I'm in right now, Lord. I need you, Lord, what I'm faced with right now. I need your help. I need your hand. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands and just thank him for his blessings? Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your divine ways, oh Lord. Thank you for having this, God. Thank you for taking care of me, Lord, and taking care of the needs that are in this place today, Jesus. Thank you for helping us, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks, oh Lord. Thank you, God, for your presence, your divine wisdom, your divine revelation. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and troubles and all of us to bear. And what a privilege to be able to carry to him everything in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is Shonda still in? Where she's at? Amen. So, praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Amen. I'd rather have the peace of God than anything else. You can't buy it. Money will never, 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 never equate. Amen. To the peace of God. And there's people that are searching for it. They don't realize it. They don't even have a clue what they're looking for. But I'm grateful for what God does, the change that God will make in situations. In one moment's time, one moment of time, God will completely turn situations all the way around. We're so thankful that the Lord is in control. Amen. Faithful to do what only he can do. Amen. We're thankful for that today. The blessings of the Almighty at work. Amen. Feels good to feel Jesus, doesn't it? Amen. Remember his message. He wants to be the influence. Amen. The influence is constant. Constant. Amen. Praise God. I love you. Tonight's service. Let's come early. It's 6 prayer time. Amen. And be here early to pray. Amen. And let me remind you, prayer time, pre-service prayer is so important. So important. Amen. It's not a time to talk to your neighbors. You could greet somebody. But I see a lot of conversation that is happening during prayer time. And I don't look around. But when I pick my head up, it's like, you can't help but look at it. I try to be a pastor and I try to pray. But it does disturb other people. And the enemy knows in the old tactic of war is this. If he could injure one person, he takes 3 people out. You know why? When a person was injured, it took two others to carry that person. So three people, when you're talking at prayer time, it's like, again, it's okay. Greet your brother when you come in, sister when you come in, but leave it just more than a greeting and find a place to pray. I mean, you're taking other people out by conversing and just having, you could visit after church or come earlier. Come earlier before prayer time if you want to just visit. I mean, some of you, amen, hear me. Some of our ladies, it's not visit time, okay? You wouldn't want me to come tap you on the shoulder and embarrass you. But if I have to, I will. I don't like to be a police. I want to be a shepherd. Amen.